Hey everyone, before we get started, I want to tell you about a podcast I personally love, and I know you're going to love it too. So many of you come to Earn Your Happy to learn how to level up your business, build your network, and gain inspiration. And as I'm going through so many new obstacles and opportunities building Light Pink, I look to my peers for advice and information. And one of the podcasts I get so much value from is Online Marketing Made Easy with Amy Porterfield. Amy is an ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-million dollar business. Her specialty is breaking down big ideas and strategies into actionable step-by-step processes designed to get you results. Plus, you'll have a whole lot less stress. Amy is the queen of helping businesses turn a profit online. Every week, she talks about a specific topic that gives you tangible tips, tricks, and steps to improve in that area. For Light Pink, reaching our audience through email has been a top priority. So I loved episode number 387, 7 email copywriting tips to convert subscribers. Email is an intimate way to get your audience's attention, so be sure to check that episode out. It's no secret that our world today primarily operates online, and you don't want to miss out on the online presence you, your brand, and business can have. Find Amy's podcast wherever you get your podcasts and search Online Marketing Made Easy. Amy is going to change your life like she did mine. Yes, in the beginning, you kind of have to learn how to do a lot of different things, but at the same time, you can ask people for a lot of help. Sometimes I beg, sometimes I trade, sometimes I pay people. There's always, always, always a way.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, 3-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retails associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are gonna let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're gonna give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're gonna stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I wanna feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And one of the biggest things that we hear from people when we are in our Fast Foundations Mastermind is the reasons why they quit, or the reasons why they've quit in the past, or the reasons why they think they can't continue on. And they're always the same reasons. And I think so many of us and so many of you who are listening think that it might be an individual thing or that your experience is unique to you, when actually we're all dealing with the same exact things. And as much as you plan for your dream and as much as you think about it and as much as you think about launching, you must create plans for the times that when you want to quit.
So I was reading an article by Dan Western. It is on thewealthygorilla.com. And it was titled 8 Reasons Why Most People Give Up on Their Dream. And I'm going to go through these reasons and some of the things that you can do around them. So reason number 1, he says they lose the belief of it being possible. And clearly, this happens to all of us. But if you write down all of these 8 reasons and create a plan around them for what you're going to do when it happens, you're obviously going to feel more prepared. You're going to have an expectation that these are the ways that you're going to feel, and you're going to have a plan in order to get past it. Doesn't mean it's going to happen quick, but it means that it can happen and you know what to do instead of sitting in it. So losing belief that it's going to be possible for you. Things that I do for this when I feel this way is my number one is to listen to podcasts. So great job. You're listening to a podcast right now. You're surrounding yourself in positive propaganda. So I've been reading the book, The Messy Middle, and that has been a huge book to help me move forward when I'm feeling like I literally can't believe what I've gotten myself into. And it's so easy to get overwhelmed and think that I'm not the person who's going to be able to bring this dream forward because we question our skill set. And truly, faith begins where your skill set ends. And that is when you really, really start getting into your dream. And that's when you have to lean into faith. So, number one, losing your belief of having it be possible. And that is to make sure that you are surrounding yourself with positive propaganda. Number two, you get bored of the repetitiveness. Okay, I'm just going to tell you right now that when I was in network marketing, and we still are in network marketing, but when I was really building the business, it is literally the same exact actions pretty much every single day. And we always said that the money is in the mundane, because if you can show up to those same repetitive actions that work, you're going to be successful. So when you remember, or when you're finding yourself in something that is not exciting, maybe sometimes it's just a major reset or looking at it in a different way in order to continue to do those tasks. Or maybe it's delegating the things that you absolutely cannot stand doing anymore and seeing if you can get somebody else who enjoys them or who's better at them to do those so that you can go and do the other parts of your business that is more of your zone of genius. So number 3, he says they don't see results quickly enough. I'm going to bring you back to a time in my life when I was starting fitness competitions, and I signed up with a coach. So I had a fitness coach named Kathy Savage, and I signed up on her program. And, you know, I was really hoping to see results in a month, in 2 months, in 3 months. And I stuck to it because I knew that I was surrounded by incredible people who were telling me that it's going to feel like you're not seeing results. So this goes back to number 1, what we were talking about, surrounding yourself with positive propaganda, surrounding yourself with people, putting yourself in groups of people who are going to breathe life back into you, put yourself in an environment that's positive, that's going to hold you to your goals. So that's what I did. I was in different groups that reminded me, okay, hey, you're going to want to see things right away and it's not going to happen. But one day down the road, in 6 months, 8 months, a year, 2 years, you're going to say, oh my God, I'm so grateful I stuck with them. So glad I listened to those people who were on the same path as me or who had gotten a result already. It's not going to be right away. For some of you, it's going to be a year. For some of you, it's going to be 2. Some, it's going to be 5. You guys, most businesses aren't considered real businesses or really successful or successful at all until they hit year 5. A lot of businesses actually operate without being profitable until year 3 to 5. So you have to remember that you're not going to see results quickly and to let that expectation go, which means you have to find other reasons why you're doing it. You have to find joy in the journey. You have to create days that you enjoy every single day. Number 4, he says they listen to others' advice. And all I'm going to say on this one is don't take advice from someone who hasn't been there. You would never take financial advice from a broke financial advisor. So why would you take happiness advice from someone who is unhappy, business advice from someone who doesn't have a business? You have to go to sources who have exactly what you want. Number 5, they find it too difficult. Well, this is so incredibly true. And I really understand this right now because I am in this boat where I am finding this so incredibly challenging that I've had so many days at this point that I truly want to throw in the towel. And my plan around finding it too difficult is to remember that I can ask for help. And I'm not always going to be the person who's going to have to do all of the hard things all of the time. Yes, in the beginning, you kind of have to learn how to do a lot of different things. But at the same time, you can ask people for a lot of help. Sometimes I beg, sometimes I trade, sometimes I pay people. There's always, always, always a way. And then I remember that if I wasn't doing something that didn't challenge and stretch me and that I found difficult, then I would just be doing more of the mundane. And that doesn't make me happy. I know that I'm happiest when I am being stretched. So that's something to always remember for you is to say, what really makes me happy? When am I the happiest? When do I enjoy my free time and vacations the most? That's probably when you're doing something really challenging and really meaningful, is because you can really truly then enjoy that time that you are just relaxing in downtime. So number six, they become distracted by other aspects of their life. Yes, this is everyone. The second that you make plans, life happens. The second that you set a goal, I'm telling you, some sort of crazy thing is about to come your way that's going to feel like you do not have time any longer for your goal. It's literally how it works. And I think it's here to help you get more organized and get really clear on what a needle-moving action is and what is not. So becoming distracted by other aspects of your life is going to be something that's going to be huge, that's going to continue to try to get in the way. This is when you have to be really clear on what your priorities are and what you're going to do in order to block those things out. So you need to come up with a massive plan around what you will do when those friends call who try to distract you, when your family calls or needs you who tries to distract you, or maybe is constantly continuing to pull at you at different things that doesn't feel like an equal exchange. This can be friends, this can be family, whatever that looks like. What are your boundaries going to be? So this is going to be a huge thing for you to look at around setting boundaries. So what boundaries do you need to set in order to keep yourself undistracted? You will be distracted, but to keep yourself from going down the rabbit hole of distractions. So you need to list out all of those possibilities and create a plan around each of them. Number seven, he says they fear what's involved. You guys, there's not a day that goes by that I don't fear what is involved with Light Pink. But I also remind myself to get really excited over the fact that I get to do new things. I get to try new things. I get to do incredible collaborations with my team. I get to work with incredible people. I get to work with the most amazing women. I get to show up to work and work with some of the most epic human beings every single day of my life. So I try to focus on what I get to do and what I'm going to be able to do after I grow, after I experience these things. And that's the thing that keeps me focused away from the fear and gets me into that place of being really excited for what is coming. And number eight, finally, he says, they don't have the discipline to work hard enough. You're not going to have the discipline right away. You're going to do this slowly over time, and you're going to set very small goals. I'm telling you, start smaller than you think so that you can prove it to yourself that you can do these things. So action is going to cure the lack of discipline. And a lot of times we set so many actions that we get overwhelmed and we quit on ourselves or we give up because we get really disappointed at ourselves for failing. And I'm telling you that if you can accept the failures and if you can set those small wins and really, you know, the thing that Chris and I do every single day to negate that feeling of failure or disappointing yourself or not feeling disciplined enough is to do three wins every single day. So you can do this in the morning from the day before, or you can do this at night. What were the three wins that you accomplished that you felt so proud of yourself for? And just know that those are going to grow and you'll kind of notice over time that you expand. So not having the discipline to work hard enough, that's also going to be a case of the positive propaganda and all of the different things that we built on around this. A lot of times discipline just is a habit problem, right? You just truly need to slowly start to set those habits, and also an environment problem, meaning maybe you haven't cleaned up your environment. Maybe you haven't cleaned up your schedule. Maybe you're hanging around people who make it really hard to stick to your disciplines because they're not doing them either. Accountability is going to be huge, 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 huge for being able to have the discipline to show up for that hard work. Sometimes this could even mean hiring somebody right away so that you have to now show up for them and be held accountable to that. Maybe it's a coach, maybe it's a mastermind. If you know that you have a discipline problem, you need to look at all of the ways that you can be accountable for where you know you fail. So maybe start setting up or writing down where you fail first, and then creating small accountability action items that you're going to go to town on before you even do all of these plans. So it really is about knowing yourself and making sure that you set up all of the ways that you can support yourself around the places that you have failed in the past. This is a lifelong journey. This isn't something that's going to happen right away. And you're going to notice small improvement along the way. You guys, I'm so grateful for you always, always, always. I am still on the road. I'm actually in Wisconsin recording this podcast right now into my phone. So I'm telling you, it doesn't have to be perfect. It never is. You can do it. I know that you can. That's why you listen to this podcast. I'm so proud of you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.